Wonderful Holy Spirit, I welcome your awesome presence to reveal the eternal words to our hearts. And I pray for such conviction through your spoken word. Minister to every heart that will hear this message. And Father, I give you glory for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word. Anoint their eyes with eyes, Sam, that they may see. In Jesus' name. To the book of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26. And in a sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Our teaching comes today. Very interesting teaching. What was Mary's part in God's plan of salvation? I know in our world today, there are many people who still pray to Mary. I know there are many people that still burn candles and make novenas to Mary. I know there are many people who feel that they must come through Mary in order to get to God. But the purpose of this teaching today is to enlighten us from the Word of God as to Mary's part that God ordained that she have in God's plan of salvation. Because I really believe that so many people who really love the Lord really still don't grab this yet. Many believe that Mary is still a mediator, which I'm going to show you from the scriptures, Mary's part in God's plan of salvation. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and verses 6, listen to this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man. It did not say woman. The man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself, not herself, a ransom for all to be testified in due time. What was Mary's part in God's plan of salvation? Now in Genesis chapter 3, verses 15, Mary was in the mind of God before she was born. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Mary was seen by the prophet Isaiah when he spoke of a virgin shall conceive. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, Mary also was seen by Micaiah. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, Mary was highly favored. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28 again, the Lord was with Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 28 again. Mary was blessed among women. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Mary found favor with God. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 42. Mary's womb was blessed. But now the scriptures I just gave to you did not tell you nowhere that Mary is to be prayed to, that Mary is to be worshipped. No scripture I've read to you is denoting to us that Mary is a mediator. She was highly favored. The Lord was with her. She was blessed among women. She found favor with God. Her womb was blessed. Now, nowhere in the Word of God did I give you where Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, was to be prayed to, as so many people are doing today. They're making novenas to St. Jude. They're making novenas to St. Peter. They're making novenas to Mary. They're even touching a statue, thinking that that's the way she looked. Well, the Bible says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The word "make" in what Jesus was saying does not mean you're going to be forced to change from something you're doing. Jesus sends his word simply to educate, to enlighten, and to inform man as to what he don't know, and show man how to be free if he act upon the word that will be sent to him. What was Mary's part in God's plan of salvation? Mary's part in God's plan of salvation was simply to carry Jesus 9 months and to bring him forth. And once Jesus came into the world, Mary's part was over. As I brought out, there is no scripture instructing you and I to pray to Mary, to even talk to Mary, to even ask Mary nothing. And show you something. In St. John chapter 2, verses 5, listen to this. Mary told the people, "Whatsoever he, Jesus, my son, say unto you, do it." Now, that's kind of ironic for Mary, that so many people are praying to, for Mary to make such a statement, "Whatsoever Jesus say unto you, that's what you do." Not what I, Mary, say to you, because Mary is not saying nothing to nobody today, because she's still dead in the grave, waiting to be resurrected. Understand this. Mary's part in God's plan of salvation was simply to carry Jesus Christ. Bring him forth, that was all. Now, Mary, as I showed you in St. John chapter 2, verse 5, told the people, "Whatsoever Jesus say unto you, do it." And Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "I tell you, except you repent, ye shall perish." Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father," listen to this, "but by me," not Mary, my mother, "but by Jesus." Jesus said in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world, not Mary. He that followeth me, not follow Mary, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Mary's part was to give birth to Jesus Christ. And guess this, and Jesus' part is to give us a new birth. In Acts 4, verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, not Mary, his mother, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not St. Jude, not St. Peter, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And Jesus' name means God who is Savior. In Acts 1:14, listen to this. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was in the upper room, now praying, seeking God to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So Mary's part in God's plan of salvation was simply to be the vessel that God will plant the seed according to Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman. The seed of the woman, Mary, was the vessel that God was going to bring his answer for man's problem into the world through. Mary was highly favored. The Lord was with her. She was blessed among women. Notice, Mary was blessed among women because God chose her. Now understand this. As I brought out, no scripture tells you nor me to pray to Mary. You're wasting your prayer as well as your breath. Because Jesus Christ died, he was buried, he rose again, he's alive forevermore. And get this, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Mary cannot say that. Jesus Christ one day will resurrect her body from the grave. So Mary's part in God's plan of salvation, as I come to a close, was simply to carry Jesus Christ for 9 months. And my friend, if you have been praying to Mary, if you have been praying to Buddha, if you have been praying to Muhammad, if you have been praying to the saints, Saint Jude, Saint Peter, you now see from the Word of God, there's only one mediator, and his name is Jesus Christ, not Mary, not Buddha, not Sung Young Moon. Because if you die without Jesus Christ, my friend, you will go to the lake of fire. Because remember this, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Do you not hear Jesus talking to you, my friend, letting you know that Mary can do you no good? That Mary's part in God's plan of salvation, it ended when Jesus was born. When Jesus came on the scene, Mary now got out the picture. Everything now is Jesus Christ. Everything now is Hail Jesus, not Hail Mary. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Yes, the Lord was with Mary. But now Mary, in Acts chapter 1 verse 14, is now praying and tarrying to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So that shows you that Mary has no power to deliver you. Nobody but Jesus Christ can transform your life. Nobody but Jesus Christ can heal you. Nobody but Jesus Christ can save you. Nobody but Jesus Christ can transform your life. And my friend, if you have been praying to Mary, it's time to stop, because Jesus is bidding you to come. Jesus is saying, come unto me. I see the hurt you're carrying. I feel the pain you're undergoing now. You lost your direction. Jesus is saying, I am the way. I am your truth. I am your life. Not Mary. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. So my friend, Jesus Christ is your answer. And if you want to accept Jesus this day, my friend, bow your head at this time and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you are the only mediator between God and man. Lord Jesus, I believe you came to planet Earth. You died on a cross. You shed your blood for my sin. You was buried and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for sending me the truth and teaching me about Mary's part in God's plan of salvation. And Lord Jesus, only you can save me. And I thank you for saving me. I thank you for opening my eyes to the truth that Mary can do me no good. Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming into my heart and being Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption in Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed this prayer, you have made the best decision of your life. Because according to the Word of God, the angels now in heaven rejoice over what you've done. And I thank God for His Word that you have heard today and that you have accepted what He said. You now see Mary's part in God's plan of salvation. And if you've given your heart to Jesus, that's the best decision you could have made. And Father, in Jesus' name, I give you glory for this awakening, this awareness, releasing this anointing even greater through these airways, opening the eyes of those that are still blinded to the fact that Mary is a mediator. And Father, I thank you for speaking to the heart. Thank you, loving Father, for ministering to every heart. And I thank you for the awakening and the awareness you've brought to millions around this world who used to pray to Mary, who used to make novenas to Mary, who used to crawl up steps and bow and burn candles. But now they're saying, Hail Jesus. They're now worshiping you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for sending the truth to those that have been bound by a lie of the enemy. I thank you for the truth of your word, showing them now that there's only one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, not the woman, the man, Christ Jesus. And Father, I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you honor for doing it now in Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, you know what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ, where all things will pass away and behold, all things will become new. My friend, do not harden your heart to God's word. Do not no longer remain blinded to the truth, because God has sent you the truth about Mary. Yes, as I showed you in the word, she was highly favored. The Lord was with Mary. She was blessed among women. She found favor with God. Her womb was blessed. But there is no scripture showing you to pray to Mary, because you've been in error, my friend, for so many years. Now He has sent His word to educate you. If you reject the word He's sending to you, my friend, I want to read something to you right quickly. In St. John chapter 12, verses 46 through 48, Jesus says this, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Listen to verse 48. He that rejected me and receiveth not my word, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So my friend, this word you have heard today is not the word of a man, but it's God's eternal word that He sent to you. Mary's part in God's plan of salvation was simply to bring forth God's answer for our problem. And as I come to a close, Mary was to give birth to Jesus. And Jesus now wants to give you the new birth. And I pray that you have given your heart to Jesus Christ before it be eternally too late. And Father, I thank you for sealing this message. And I thank you for the conviction through your spoken word. I thank you, loving Father, for touching that heart of that woman and that man, removing the blindness from their eyes to see. For these years, Lord, they've been blinded to the fact that Mary, because they've been taught this, that Mary is a mediator, and that they can pray to Mary. But I thank you for sending your word, blessed one, to let them know Mary's part in your plan of salvation. May God bless you. May God keep you, is our prayer.